Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's time for a second date update here on the Wake Up Call. Heather is on with us this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
So Pete and Heather met at a wedding and had a great time, exchanged numbers. You guys met for dinner later in the week. Heather, you told us off the air that you realized pretty fast that Pete was not the guy for you. What happened at the dinner to make you think that?
You know, he's just so full of himself. I don't think he asked me a single thing about myself.
Are we, like, doing reverse second date update
here?
Yeah,
I was confused
because,
by that, too.
I mean, I'm guessing you don't want to go out with this person again, right?
Well, no, I don't want to go out with him again. I mean, he tried to, like, kiss me even at the end, and I, like, turned my head. I did that little ninja kiss thing. And after I got home, I texted him, thanked him for dinner. But, I mean, at that point, I'm like, you know what? I don't think we're compatible. And then he didn't respond to that. He just sent me a Venmo request for my half of dinner.
Really?
What?
For Wake Up Call listeners that don't know what Venmo is, what you do, it's an app, and you type in someone's email or phone number. It sends them a request and asking them for money. All right, hold on. Let's get Pete on the phone. Pete, are you there?
Yes.
Pete, it's Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. Normally, when we have Second Date Update, it's because someone wants to have a second date. We want to talk to you about your date with Heather.
Ah, okay.
Heather does not want a second date. It sounded like your date did not go very well at all.
Oh, so this is a second date update, but she doesn't want a second date?
No.
Correct.
Okay.
So let's ask about the date real fast that you went on with Heather. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with Heather. I could tell she was having a good time for most of the date. And then just at the end, she got uptight, and I don't know what happened. But I was, like, super cool and a perfect gentleman all night. And,
super cool.
You know.
Okay. Pete, did you send her a Venmo request for her dinner?
Yeah.
Why is that funny? I just, no judgment, just want to know.
You know, really, like, it was on her that it didn't work out.
It was on her,
right.
100%.
Right.
We should probably tell her off, right? We should tell her, like, you ruined the date.
Heather, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Heather, you're on with Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Look, I'm not going to let somebody use me just to get a free meal.
That is bull. All right, that's just completely ridiculous, Pete.
Pete, is this like a regular practice of yours? If a girl doesn't want to go out with you again, is this like your move?
Well, you know what? To be honest, this is unusual for me that somebody doesn't want a second date. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh,
honest,
oh, man.
I'm such a douchebag.
So, this caught me off guard.
It caught you off guard,
and,
right.
So here's a question, Pete. Why didn't you just cut your losses and be like, let's assume that you're totally right about Heather and she's the worst. Why not just cut your losses and just never have any contact with her again? Why, like, pile on and make her pay you back?
Okay, look, I'm not running a charity here. I don't let women make advantage
charity.
Of
them.
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
It wasn't even a fancy dinner. That's the most pathetic part of this whole thing.
Right.
Like, he's going after me for like $20-$30.
Because it's on principle.
It's on principle,
right, Pete?
Douche.
You know, guys, it is a shame that this couldn't work out.
Yeah, real shame.
Because the makeup sex would be so good?
Yeah.
Can
you Venmo somebody for that?
Yeah, Venmo me for that.
Good luck crashing your next wedding, Heather. I hope you find somebody.
Oh, God. You know what? It'll probably be my own wedding, so I'll be just fine. You're the one who's going to need to be going to weddings the rest of your life as a guest.
Okay. All right. All right.
I look forward to the invitation.
Okay. I can't imagine another date out of this, so we'll just let you guys go. But we appreciate you being on Second Date Update, and Pete and Heather, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.